I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork.
Greetings.
Greetings.
What's a holiday greeting?
I don't know, like a song or.
Like, I don't know. I really don't know. Heart, who goes there? It's welcome to the Black Table.
Yeah. Hey, guys, and welcome to the Black Table.
It's Strokes.
And Khadisi.
And we are on episode
20.
Okay. Great. We're on episode 20. Thank you guys for tuning in with us again.
That is huge.
Doesn't it feel like it's been a while?
We say that every episode, but still, that's huge.
I mean, this is a milestone.
It is a milestone.
I feel like it's been like 3 weeks since our last episode.
Yeah.
We got to check the dates to see if it might.
No, it hasn't been.
It's just been a lot of shit going down in between. So I hope everyone's doing well. I'm afraid that I'm going to get sick, but I always say that I'm going to get sick and then I actually do get sick. So.
Yeah, and if I get sick, it's the end of you, your entire existence.
AKA, we'll be back in 2 weeks and she'll just have to complain through it. It's fine. Khadisi, so how was your holiday break?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
I don't know what that is.
It's Melania Trump.
What?
Or Melania Trump.
No. At first I thought you said it's Mulan. I was like, no, I know Mulan. Ew, what?
Yeah.
She talks like that?
No. Ew, she did.
We're not going to mention them.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Staying on here. You don't tell me. Anyway, let me. Okay.
I'm editing the episode. It's fine.
So it was, it was wonderful.
Great. We didn't even mention that it was Thanksgiving on our last episode because we forgot it was going to be Thanksgiving.
Right. I did forget.
Thanksgiving is like the holiday is like,
yeah,
it's like
I mean,
the cousin of holidays.
It's just everything is closed, so it kind of forces you to do something with family or whomever you're around. It's just.
Or sleep all day.
No, I've never done that for Thanksgiving.
I've done that.
I'm going to someone's house and I'm eating.
That's, well,
okay.
One Thanksgiving, I did sleep all day and managed to get like 5 different people to bring me food.
Well, that's very selfish of you.
It was. It was great. I was very thankful. I'll tell you that.
I would be thankful too.
What did you do? Do you cook for Thanksgiving?
This year I did. I do like desserts. Excuse me, don't come for me. I make a really good Oreo cheesecake. And then I just kind of pretend like I'm learning from all the other cooks. But I'm really just thinking about putting my food into the plate.
Right. So. Like, when are we going to eat this? So I have yet to cook or be asked to cook. And I think that you were with... Were you with me when I burnt the grilled cheese?
Yes.
Okay, so like, I'm not meant to be at a stove, at an oven, at a microwave, truly. Like,
I mean, seriously.
It's not meant to be. And then also for holidays, like I eat one thing. It's a bowl of macaroni and cheese, which I didn't know was just a Black person holiday food. And we'll get to our experiences with other culture Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
I eat macaroni and cheese, sweet potatoes, and then I put in some dressing. I whip it up together in a bowl and that's all I eat.
Man.
I like it.
I mean,
that's a plate to me.
You need a little cranberry sauce too.
Sometimes I add some cranberry sauce.
Deviled eggs.
We don't do deviled eggs.
What?
Mm-mm. No, I mean, sometimes we'll have, I've had it before, like
at
breakfast. Greens, for sure.
Okay.
Deviled eggs is not a staple, though.
It's a staple in our family and all the other families I know.
Interesting.
So.
Deviled eggs used to be like a dinner if we didn't have any money.
Really?
It was like, all right.
No.
We're not getting up to get anything.
Black-eyed peas? None of that?
We don't do black-eyed peas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I think that's also a Southern thing, and we're not really that Southern.
Okay. Well, my family comes from the South. Mm-hmm. Mississippi.
Yeah.
In my SSI-PPI.
Hey. Is that how you spell it?
Yeah.
Why do you say it in that rhythm?
Because that's how I learned to spell it.
Interesting. So, interesting. I sound so bougie on accident. We had the pleasure together eating a different culture's Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah. I don't even know how to explain that meal. It was from a
catering company.
A catering company.
Yep.
For this, like, event.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to be, like, Thanksgiving-themed food.
I don't know. Okay, go on.
I mean, that's just it. I don't really know. It was supposed to be.
So I helped take off the aluminum foil on the things that they came in. And the first thing I opened was literally plain steamed veggies. No seasoning in it. Mm-hmm. No juice and no even water. Okay. I thought we steamed this, but it was just like hot vegetables in a pan. I was like, okay, that's fine. I'm going to have to eat that since I don't eat meat.
Right.
Maybe I'll mix it with something else down the line. I open up another thing and it's, what is it? Green bean casserole.
They love green bean casserole,
I'm telling you. And I don't mind green bean casserole. It's not the, ooh, shit, glad, good thing that's there thing. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, it's there.
That was probably like my first time having one. I was just like not impressed.
It's just kind of like there.
It's just there.
And then next to me, another lady opened up another thing and she goes, ooh, strokes, turducken. And does this like little
like
dance.
So I'm excited.
Like, turducken. I'm like, I've seen turducken before. First of all,
those of you like me who didn't know what that shit was, it's turkey, duck. Is there chicken in there? And chicken.
It's duck inside of a chicken inside of a turkey.
Yeah.
And they cook it all together.
It's just nasty as fuck.
And it's just like, that's not amazing, first of all. So I kind of like side-eyed her because I was like, did you expect me not to know? Whatever. Anyway. And then secondly, I don't eat meat. So moving on.
Yeah. They had yams with pecans.
That's what I was. Okay. So I opened up the yams.
Okay.
I opened up the yams. It looked like it was just white on top. And I was like, oh, okay, this is like icing or something like this. Mm-hmm. And then later on when people were spooning it out, it looked to me to be like a crumble cake because it was brown and I was confused about the icing part. And then it had the nerve to be called yams. And I so I took one spoonful when it was my turn because I was like, you know what? I already smell fuckery afoot, so I'm not. I put that spoonful in my mouth and I did not. I don't know what happened next. I kind of blacked out because it was bland as shit.
So bland. No sweetness, no flavor.
Nope.
It, like, you know, I can get past the look of food if it's good.
Right.
But that was disastrous.
It was disgusting.
Like,
It was actually nasty. It wasn't just boring. It was nasty.
The night before I knew we were going to that event, I had light dinner. I had no breakfast. I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready. And I was so disappointed.
It was so disappointing. I mean,
so.
Okay. This was my first experience with sweet potatoes, big major air quotes, that are sweetened by literally just melting marshmallows on top of it. I've never heard
like
of that.
No other.
All I know is that you put the potatoes in the pot, you put in a lot of butter, you put in a lot of sugar, a lot of brown sugar, a lot of nutmeg, whatever other seasonings, and that's how you make it sweet. You don't just put it in a pan, heat that shit up until it's mushy, and then put marshmallows on top of it and call it sweet potatoes, aka yams. Also, they're not yams. Yams, anyway.
Right? It's a
sweet potatoes. The only thing that was good, in my opinion, was the cheesy potatoes, which, once again, cheesy potatoes aren't really a holiday food, not on my table, at least.
Not on mine.
And the only reason it was good is because
everything else was so bad.
Well, because cheese is already salty, and it gave it some sort of seasoning.
And even then, it still needed some help, let us have food. I don't know.
So those of you that listen to the Black Table who are not black, I implore you to turn some pepper over on top of your food, turn some salt onto your food, feel free to season, especially if you're serving to mixed company, because if that event happens next year, I can't attend.
I'll bring my own loot.
We'll bring
a dish. This is how the dressing should look.
I can't. Oh, they had I forgot they had dressing.
They called it stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know.
Guys.
Whatever.
And I've had multiple Caucasian plates and dinners. That was just most disgusting. And then the fact that you have to pay money for that. It's not like so-and-so's grandma or your aunt or whatever bringing that over. That was like a catering company.
Catering. I would be so pissed if like I don't care.
So like, are y'all skimping on ingredients for money or
something's off.
I don't know. What's your favorite holiday dish?
My favorite? I mean, like I said, the deviled eggs, because I only get them for, like, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then my boyfriend's dad makes this stuffing that's just...
You told me about
that. Can't even... I break it down. I don't know what's in there, but it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So those two.
And then we have a couple weeks until the next holiday dinner.
I know!
So... At my Thanksgiving dinner, I didn't realize this year that I'm not the only weirdo in my family for the first time.
Why would you be?
Because I've always thought, because I want to be special. Okay. How about that?
Okay.
I realized that my 66-year-old aunt is a weirdo. She got a nose ring for her 66th birthday.
Yes. I used to have a nose ring. I love you did? It. Yeah.
What happened?
I mean,
corporate America.
Corporate America, yeah.
Yeah, she got one because she was just like, I've always wanted to do something like this, and mm-hmm. I'm 66, so I use my body, whatever.
Yes.
My other aunt discovered lace fronts. But not like...
In classic
lace.
Ones?
No. Like, okay. Nice lace fronts. It's the style that I... She walked out of a door. I saw her earlier. She had her hair wrapped up.
Okay.
She walked out of a door the next time. She had an Afro wig on. I said, what?
An Afro lace front wig?
Lace front wig. I'm sure you could part it.
Oh, wow. Places. I would love to see that.
And then I went down and I found down into another room mm-hmm. and I found a bag of other hair. She has a nasty little Beyonce number. She's giving us blonde
those are
tendrils.
Sexy wigs. She's turning up.
You spoke too soon because the other wig was a blonde set it off wig, like those little braids.
What?
Yeah, like frame your face. God. And I was like, what? And like she has a surgeon's assistant. Like it's not like you're like have a.
I mean,
you're not covering that up.
Right.
Like you're just wearing those for the weekends or holiday. I fully support waving the freak flag, but it was just completely, like, I was just like, what?
Okay, so confused.
Yeah. How was your family this year?
Because
I had new discoveries.
I don't know. We drank, smoked some hookah. We, you know, just, it was pretty chill.
Yeah.
Which I was cool with. So, like, yeah.
Have you ever had, like, a formal Thanksgiving, like, where you guys get dressed up and long table and shit like that?
1 year, I think we had, like, formal, like, as far as, like, it was, like, everybody in the family. Mm-hmm. But, like, we didn't dress up. We're a pretty casual family, so. Yeah.
We've completely cut out holidays, really. Like, we have food.
Mm-hmm.
We all get together. But we don't, I don't even think we do gift exchanges, really. It's just like, hey, come get this gift at my house, like, after Christmas. Like, come on. Like, what's, at this point, it's going to be like, what's your Venmo? Because that's all I
want.
Okay.
And that's okay. That's not all. That's the end all.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
But
I'm excited, though, for the holidays.
I'm glad somebody is, because you know that I hate the holidays.
I mean, I don't, it's not because, like, I'm really getting anything. I don't even think I'm getting anything, but just, like, the time of year, and I don't know what it is. It just makes me feel good.
I do like this time of year. I think we both live relatively close, and we live in a nice area. Mm-hmm. It looks really cute when there's snow everywhere.
Yeah,
it's, like,
super
very,
cute.
Like, it's very nice, and there's all kinds of things going on. However, for me, the holiday season is tainted by, like, my work schedule being so crazy and sporadic, so, like, I hate the holidays as of recently, and also, like, I don't buy anyone presents, so, like, it's kind of like...
You should buy someone something, like your
I'm going to buy...
Your fucking co-host.
Buy a couple presents this year. I'll buy a couple things this year.
Oh, but you have to for the Rob Your Neighbor party.
Yes.
Yay!
Kadisi's going to have a party this weekend?
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to be... I'm going to have to get a gift for that.
Yep.
I want to see if I have any half-used gift cards. Wow.
Right. This one got $3 on it. Okay. This got $1.50.
You can just put them together. What's the limit? $10.
For real.
That's fine. I got a couple of socks.
Okay.
Yet.
You motherfucker.
What are you looking forward to the most for this holiday season?
Obviously, being off work is always nice, you know. But my anniversary is also during the holidays.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's on December 20th.
Oh.
And
what are you doing?
Well, I don't know yet.
Is it his turn?
I think so, because...
I hope you're listening.
Right? All right, we're going to wake up and look at each other like...
Right. So what we got planned?
It's definitely his.
Okay.
Okay. And if it's some dumb shit like paintballing or rock climbing, and yeah, on a normal day, those are fine.
I say maybe playing PS3 would be nice, too.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
wow.
not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't like the gaming. I don't like it.
Damn.
Unless you're like the guys who like make videos on here's how you get this level,
okay.
Or you're doing it's a purpose. I hate the fucking gaming. I hate it.
Okay, so no gaming on your anniversary.
No.
But it must be interesting to have an anniversary so close to Christmas.
Yeah. So like, okay, here's how it happened, and I'm just gonna get it out of the way. So in high school, we started talking about a month before anniversary.
Mm.
Like we had never talked to each other. Like we were just talking on the phone. Yada yada. yada yada. I don't really know how, if he was feeling me. I don't know if I was feeling him, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, what do you have? Christmas breaks in high school. Mm-hmm. And so I was about to go out of town for, like, a week or 2 weeks. And so he, like, literally asked me the day before Christmas break was going to start. And that's kind of December 20th.
He just asked if you would go on a date or be your girlfriend.
Be his girlfriend. We hadn't even been on a date.
Wow.
We didn't go on our first.
Oh, well, you guys were young, though. So that's
how it's
done.
Yeah, we were in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And years later, he told me because he didn't want me to, like, get with someone else. Like, when I left town, because he thought, like, oh, maybe she got, mm-hmm. like, a pass there. Like, mm-hmm. he didn't know that he would be, like, my first boyfriend. Mm. And, yeah, so.
Wow.
We hadn't kissed, nothing. Nothing. And I was his girlfriend. And we talked on the phone. I didn't even kiss him for, like, a month or two into the relationship. Yep. I know.
Interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh. What? I'm speechless.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's December 20th.
But y'all been dating since 1992, so
okay.
I, like, back in the day, I'm joking.
Right?
I'm just saying, it has been a long time.
It has been a long time.
It's weird of me to, it's weird for me knowing you both to
yeah.
think about, will you be my girlfriend or whatever?
I
like,
mean,
that's
he was very,
weird.
Like,
that's
awkward. And mm-hmm. I was, I don't know how I explain myself, but it's very awkward.
Teenagers too.
Yeah.
Like, what do teenagers even do? So what did you guys do for Christmas for your first, you guys were now boyfriend and girlfriend on Christmas?
We were separated. I don't know that we did anything together.
It was
and I think
soon.
that was
four
okay.
4 days is a little
right.
too
4 days? Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought about that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think about shit
that's
like that.
Too soon.
Yeah. But I did give him a sign the day that he asked me, and it said, like, taken, and he, like, wore
oh,
it down the hallway, and he kept that under his nasty-ass mattress for, like, probably up until 2 years ago. He had that same sign. I don't
Y'all
know where it's at
annoying.
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
Like my baby. Uh-huh. Okay. So anyway, that's another reason why I love the holidays.
Okay. Well, that's an easy reason to love the
yeah.
holidays.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
And New Year's. Don't you love New Year's?
I do love New Year's. Actually, I moved into this apartment on New Year's Eve 2 years ago.
I cannot believe that, though.
It was nice. There was barely any traffic.
This apartment?
Yeah. I thought
we were in a studio.
Okay. The jig is up.
The jig is up, guys.
Okay. I moved into the studio.
This
yes.
is episode 20. Let's be
right,
real.
Okay.
Okay.
Moved into this apartment on New Year's Eve. It was very, like, symbolic and nice, you know?
Yeah.
So I love New Year's Eve. Last year, I went to a really fun party.
Dress-up party?
I think, no, it was like a dance party. They had like
Ooh.
They had like four different venues for the same event. And like all you got was a wristband. And you just run from building to building.
Yes.
To building, find the music that you like.
Okay.
And free food all night for a wristband.
How much?
We might have to look into it. I think I paid $20.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll look into it.
We can look into it because I don't have any
really
plans.
Fun. But anyway, okay, cool.
Yay.
But I hope everyone else enjoys their holidays just as much as Khadisi does.
Yes.
And we'll be back after a short break. You're so annoying. She just did a cover of Sex With Me but changed the word sex to shop.
Yes.
That's fucking annoying. Mm-hmm. But that's because we're about to talk about holiday shopping.
Do,
so
do
you let's talk about Christmas presents.
Okay.
You have a bigger family than I do.
Yeah.
Meaning you have siblings and I have none.
Right.
So I've always been able, as a kid I guess, been getting everything on my wish list,
mm-hmm.
if I had a wish list.
Yeah.
If not, my mom would just find shit and I'd be happy with that.
Right.
Have you, what was the holiday situation? Like,
so,
did you have to get presents for your siblings and stuff? Like,
so
I don't know how that works.
When we were kids, like, my mom doesn't celebrate Christmas, so
oh,
it'd be, like, a big deal with, like, my dad, his mom, and, like, you know, her mom, and I don't know. So we always had, like, hundreds of thousands of toys. Like, of all the kids in the family, mm. we always had, like, all the best gifts,
mm-hmm.
all the most stuff, because, like, our grandma is, like, phenomenal. Like,
mm-hmm.
just, you can't ask for a better one. Anyway, so we didn't give each other gifts. We didn't give anyone gifts. We just received gifts. Yeah,
that's,
and yeah. like, because I have a sister and we're so close in age, we always got the same of everything. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is open up gifts and I would leave some in the box and open them throughout the year, keep them in pristine condition, just play with, you know, whatever.
Oh, I cannot do
she
that.
Would have the same shit, break her shit, then go and steal my new pristine toys. So yeah, it's bringing back some memories.
Okay,
some
you're getting fights. A little loud.
Yeah. I know. Sorry, guys. Let me turn it back in. So anyway, yes. Yeah, I don't know where I was going, but I just went.
First of all, that sounds fucking chaotic. The fact that there are so many toys in the house and you have to worry about somebody else having them.
Yeah.
The best part about being an only child is that you don't have to share any of it.
Yeah.
And like Santa Claus is just bringing it just for you.
Right, Santa.
Now, I didn't too much fuck with Santa.
Did you ever believe in Santa though?
Yes, I talked about this earlier today. Okay. I did not fuck with Santa. I did not fuck with Miss Tooth Fairy.
Okay.
I didn't like people.
No, that bitch could come anytime with that money. No. Yes.
I did not like people invading my home.
Oh, she was...
And no. No. I didn't care if they had gifts. No. I did not like that. And there's a story that my mom always tells me from preschool, which I think is where I first was like, okay, Santa might be real, but at least the ones we know, it don't look like this. You know? I was in preschool and I was sitting on Santa's lap and I whispered into the Santa's lap and I said, or whispered into the lap?
Ooh, right!
I became gay. Whispered into their ear.
What's that song?
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your lap. Okay. No, I whispered into the Santa's ear and I said, I know exactly who you are. Mm-hmm. You're a teacher, blah, da, 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 but I won't tell anyone. And I think that I said, I don't tell anyone if you give me da, 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 da.
Okay.
But yeah, ever since then, I was like, no, Santa Claus isn't cool to me.
Man.
But I remember the year that I officially ruined my Santa Claus belief.
Yeah.
And it revolved around presents once again. I asked, it was year 2000 or 2001 when X-Men 1 came out.
Were you like
always
nine?
Been a superhero person, whatever. Yeah. I think it was, yeah. And I asked for the toys from the series, and I asked for two. Mm-hmm. I remember I wanted like Wolverine and Storm, and that was it. My mom got every single character toy and like playset for
wow.
it. But she didn't have anywhere to hide it, so I found it all, aww. And I was like, wait. Wait.
This nigga came early?
Yeah. Like, how are you here 2 weeks early?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay.
I can't believe I never had, I never believed in him. And I think, and I wish I had that as a kid, I guess. Well, I don't know. It wasn't a big deal. Shit, no. I got everything I needed.
I don't think that Santa Claus adds or subtracts from the child experience. It just makes for good pictures
right.
and some shit you can have your kid act right, I guess.
Yeah.
Based on somebody
you can threaten
else.
Them, but you can threaten them like, you're not getting shit anyway.
Okay. Can you imagine having a child and then having to get them Christmas presents? That's $500, $600 sometimes.
My niece, I see my sister, she goes all the fuck out. Like, she dyed the Christmas tree pink, dyed, spray painted it.
Uh-huh.
This girl, like, toys galore, like, spread out. It, like, I'm going to have to post a picture.
I want
to
see it.
But it is ridiculous. And she's so...
She's an only child, though,
she's
right?
an only child.
Hey!
Literally going to be rotten.
Right, good. Love it. That's how you live.
But then, like, as we get older, what? Like,
then it turns into Black Friday shopping.
I just think about I guess you're kind of right about shopping. Like, I just think about deals. Stores are going to have deals. Like, Macy's mm-hmm. is my favorite place to shop, and mm-hmm. they have deals every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's the holidays, they're just filling even, you
right.
know,
they just have a
give away
stock.
The store.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's true. And
that's it.
I bought shit that I would have bought any other time of year just
yeah.
because it was extra on sale.
Okay.
I weren't buying it for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I did buy myself one Christmas present.
Mm.
Should I talk about it?
Yeah.
I bought a PS4.
I don't even play video games.
It was an impulse decision.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. That's it. I feel a little bit of shame, but you know what? It's going to be good. It's going to be beneficial for me. Because Amazon Fire TV... You're no longer my sponsor. If you ever were, because
he's not about that Fire Stick life.
No.
Shout out to everybody who knows
this
about
this is what I'm not about. And everybody, pull out your Googles right now.
Here we
now.
Go.
Amazon Fire TV. So I got it on sale a couple Christmases ago.
Is that the TV itself or like the device? Little
box. It's the same as the Fire Stick. It's just it comes in a box. It has a bigger memory.
Okay.
So I got the Amazon Fire TV for like $70 on a super sale on Amazon 2 years ago or something. Yeah. It comes with the, now it's called Alexa remote, so it has a command thing. And we're great, whatever, the remote died. Whatever, I'm just gonna go and buy a new one. When I went to buy a new one first, they were out of stock. So you can buy this one. Replace one has a bad review, it's like it breaks in a minute. I'm not gonna buy a $15 remote. You know what I mean? It's gonna break. Whatever. Where's the real one? The real one finally comes in stock. When it comes in stock, it's $40. Mind you, I paid $70 for the whole entire system. I'm not paying $40 for a remote. Now I check again after Black Friday, the remote's down to $30. So I guess it's now a prime deal. Usually ships in 2 to 3 months. Months?
Bye. I got a PS4.
Right. That's fine. Some spend more get a PS4.
I can go to GameStop with my controller stuff for like, I have to wait 2 to 3 months.
Well, you wanted that PS4, ain't
I wanted the PS4.
Let's be real.
I wanted the PS4, but now I have a reason. I have a backstory. That's why I have it.
Yeah.
Don't hate on me for the PS4. Okay. She said it earlier. She just doesn't like gaming.
I just don't like gaming.
Now I'm a gamer.
You're
G-A-Y-M-E-R. To open up my, I don't know the terminology, to the public.
Right.
So we can play
your
games
screen
together
name or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
We'll figure it
I
out.
I can't.
It'll be fun.
The black table. Yeah. The game table.
I'm starting a new podcast, guys.
Oh my God.
All right, so let's switch gears a little bit from the season of giving to the season of taking. We're going to talk about someone who takes away way too much attention from important topics and too much screen time from people of color, to be honest.
Seriously.
Being on their shows.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Is it Tomi or Tammy?
I won't say it. I know her name.
Right.
But what's her face?
Yeah, little blonde chick.
Stop giving her fucking screen time. So she was on Trevor Noah's show. Did you watch the clip? I didn't watch the clip.
I did watch it.
So what? How was it?
It was first uncalled for, unnecessary, because I'm thinking, like, when you bring someone to the show, they actually have relevance. Mm-hmm. Maybe a movie's coming out. Maybe, like, I don't know.
Right.
That's just what I think about those things. She just was bought on there for, I feel like he, I don't know
to
if he needed ratings or what.
I think
but
it was sweeps for TV. Like, it's sweeps weeks, which means they have to raise their viewership. Or they have to increase.
Maybe that's what it is, because it just felt like this is such old news, dealing with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's, and then as she was speaking, it's like she was kind of a different person than what we're used to seeing her, like that kind of angry Barbie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was very like you can kind of tell that someone's propping her up on her show to be and say those things.
Yeah.
And although she does have those strong feelings, it just doesn't come across as the girl on the show.
Hmm.
It's like your everyday
Becky
who just, you know, was
Thinks
raised
it.
In deep South Missouri and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So her demeanor was totally different.
Hmm.
But he, you know, mixed in a little bit of humor and whatever with her. And it was just like, I don't understand why she's here. That's what I kept thinking the whole time.
That's
and
how
then,
I feel.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed. Not because I understand. I support a debate. I watched her show when Charlamagne went on.
Yeah.
And that made sense to me because she's a shock jock and he's a shock jock. So it's kind of just like that they're on the same playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood that debate.
Yeah.
To have her go into Comedy Central, which I personally feel is very whitewashed already.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like probably her audience is they're watching Comedy Central already.
Mm-hmm.
So they are turning off Trevor Noah when he comes on.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was just kind of like I side-eyed it with her being on his show. Like, why is she in our space?
Yeah, the audience was not having it. They were like, girl, mm-mm.
And then also, I'm sure when she's in that, like you said, with her demeanor, when she's in that kind of space, she's going to cower. She's not strong.
Yeah.
She's not Glenn Beck would cower because they're not in their own element. You know?
Exactly.
They're not safe behind their desk or whatever. So, what do we expect from that? Of course he's gonna, I saw the headlines, like he obliterates her, he drags her.
He didn't.
Well, whatever he does, it's always gonna show better because he's the one behind the desk. It's his show. Like, there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
The story was Charlamagne obliterates her on her own show.
Yeah.
That was the story.
Okay.
That was the most interesting.
Yeah.
He went on her show and told her the truth and she had nothing to say.
But then it was just the fact that like afterwards, Trevor, like I guess had drinks with her and then the same day or night, Charlamagne did like a little photo op with her, and then it just becomes like now you're trying to normalize this way of thinking that's kind of hurting your people
Kind
like,
of.
The fact that she can say that the KKK is less of a threat than Black Lives Matter activists.
Yeah.
Like, that's some real shit. This is not someone you need to be posting a photo with on Instagram. This is, like, and then, so then Peter Rosenberg from, what is it, Hot 97 or whatever, one of those New York stations, like, called both of them out. He's like, this is actually, you're both wrong for the culture. And I guess he already had long-standing beef with Charmaine.
It's a radio station thing, but I don't think that he's wrong.
Like, I don't think that he's wrong at all.
She's not an artist that just said something, whatever. She is literally a host of a show that opposes the views of not only your shows, but also your people.
But it's, so, like, it's always something.
You know, they get paid to be guests to be on those shows, too. So you're just putting more money into this awful little machine.
She's awful.
Where does she have a TV show? Is it online?
It's just on the Blaze. I don't even know. I've just seen it on Facebook. I've never seen it. I don't think it's actual channel.
I don't want to see it.
But I feel like she's trying to, like, try out for Fox News, and for whatever reason they're not having her. And when the devils themselves don't want you, girl, you're just not it.
At this point, it's like seeing her is like seeing Ann Coulter. It's like, all right, she's gonna say some shit I don't like. Let's just turn the channel.
That's usually,
don't come into my shit. Don't come onto, you know, 104.1. Don't go into Trevor Noah's the Daily Show, whatever. Don't keep that bitch off.
Yeah.
She's not helping. She's really not hurting as long as we keep her over there. You know what I mean? Now you're just, ugh.
It's just too much. Especially, I just don't like it.
I don't like her. I feel bad for the people that, like, are, you know how we have undecided voters, whatever. Yeah. People who don't know how they necessarily feel about, like, Black Lives Matter or whatever. Mm-hmm. These people who are like, I don't know why it makes me uncomfortable, but it does, whatever. Probably white. Mm-hmm. Most likely, hopefully, just white. You know what I mean? And then they are watching Trevor Noah, and they're trying to get a grip of what they feel by watching that show and how they talk about politics and stuff. And then they have this bitch on, and now they're like, that sounds more like what my parents say. You know what I mean? I get it.
And you're making okay. You're taking Instagram photos.
And they're cool.
She must not be that bad. Mm-hmm.
They're cool with each other in real life. So I guess that it's fine that I believe that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization.
It's so shitty. And I mean, with everything going on, like, you know, we're seeing people get shot. On top of people getting shot, we're seeing people that commit the crimes get to go home to their families for another night before they're arraigned, if they're even arraigned, if they go to trial, and whether it's mistrial or not. It's just so much going on. And so I take everything that she says to heart when you say that they're worse than the KKK.
I was just thinking about how Black Lives Matter or any other protest group would block a highway or block a street, block a road. There was in St. Louis, there was a police officer that was shot and killed on Hampton. And I think it was maybe 2 or 3 days later, all these people got together with a blue line of, I think, just tape and stood across Hampton blocking the side streets for a memorial for him, whatever. Yeah. Cop cars driving down all slow, cutting off people's commute. Yet nobody's concerned about the ambulances or people trying to get home from work.
Yep.
No one's concerned about the people going on the bus trying to get home or get to work.
Yep.
So it's interesting when you change the color from black to blue, which is removable.
Okay.
It's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
It's because we keep letting these people onto these other outlets. Well, we just got, like, Trevor Noah, we just got The Daily Show.
Okay.
Like, and just lost, what's his face? I forget the other guy.
Yeah, I forget the other guy.
But we just lost that other thing. So now you're going to just give her more of a platform. We already lost that other outlet.
It's ridiculous. I seen someone post something on Twitter like, when everyone else does it, it's a life hack. But when a black person does it, it's called ghetto.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. It's just like that.
It really,
like,
is.
Oh, I can't.
Another thing, and I know these are not even the same topic.
Who cares?
But I was just thinking about the credit that we don't get. And we talk about this all the fucking time. Really quick. So Khadisi and I work on creative projects. We worked on a creative project and produced it from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And then another company who we work with took the idea, took the exact same image and did it for money. We did it for our regular rate.
Yeah.
And it's applauded and it's great and it's mm-hmm. beautiful and innovative, but it's only after the fact of seeing what we've done.
Yeah.
To
that. They didn't even emulate it in a good way.
Didn't even change
for anything. All the money that they had.
Didn't change and got, anything about it.
Okay.
No, they did change because we had something gold and they had red things.
Yeah, instead. Whatever.
That was literally it.
I was fed up. I'm done. I was done with it.
Yeah. And then it just reminded me about, like, do you see that picture of that girl with the clips in her hair? Just yeah. like the
yeah. cover? Yeah.
Like, are we serious? Like, this is blatant.
Like, come on.
It's blatant. Like, why are we making it normal for this? It's like, it's only cool if, when it gets into a white hand, like, all these people dabbing now.
I'm what, over come, it.
Like,
stop.
Dab has been done.
Stop.
The mannequin challenges. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
These Thanksgiving and Christmas mannequin challenges that are we done yet? Black teenagers create everything.
They're so awesome. They I love all their little dance videos.
They create everything.
They're so cute.
Everybody wants a juju on a goddamn beat.
You right. know what I mean? Hey, juju on a beat.
That being said, I just want them on Trevor Noah. You know yeah. what I mean? I want them on 104.1.
Yeah.
And keep that bitch on the blaze.
So this is kind of on the TV scope of, like, I was watching Real World, which I still watch Real World. I love Real World.
Nobody else does.
You know, no okay. one else does, but it's obviously still coming on. So this year they've had the most people of color, the most black people mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like at least four.
Uh-oh.
And then they brought in like more. So it's like it's blacked out. Real okay. World is blacked the okay. fuck out. So there was a guy on there. He's white. And I guess he was saying like the word nigga. He was saying like how like, yeah, my nigga, whatever my nigga. Like, and they would allow him to say it because they were like, yeah, I'm from the streets, but you know, whatever. And then one day, one of the guys was like, you know what? This actually isn't right. This is where I'm come from. I would beat someone's ass for saying that, but I'm allowing you because I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. And he's like, I'm struggling. And everyone else around me is like, it's okay. And that's kind of like the way we're going when we see shit that's wrong. But then everyone else around us is either not speaking up, not saying anything. And we're just like, okay, we're going with it, but not going with it. Anyway, I just thought that was so interesting. And then after that, you know, he had that moment of clarity and he told all the roommates how he felt. The guy, he was trying to explain to him, like, I don't think you're a racist, but that shit, you can't do that. You can't say that. You can't say nigga. And the dude got so upset with being labeled as a racist, he left the house that fucking very day. Good. On top of that, he was fucking, like, a girl, a black girl. And she's Swedish and black. And she felt like, you know, I still would want to be with him. Just saying. I don't know. So
I'm saying
all this because ooh. I'm just seeing a lot of shit in media, whether it's reality TV or scripted or whatever, that's just like not okay. And mm-hmm. they're trying to make it okay. I don't know what's going on. So I had to get that out. Yeah. I was shocked.
What? White people say nigga.
You're not saying it.
Brave ones, I guess. I know.
He's like, I live in fucking Spanish Harlem. How can I be racist? Oh, and on top of that, this is really what made the black guy mad. Uh-huh. It's because, you know, the black girl he was fucking, she has baby hairs. And she was like, yeah, black guys love baby hairs. And he was like, why? So you guys can rub the cocoa butter against your ashy skin?
Huh? Who said that?
The white guy. The one that was
the one that's
nigga.
Dating the black girl?
Yeah.
And the
so you can rub your cocoa butter against your ashy skins? Yeah.
I'm taking it all in. We're gonna save that for another episode.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
We're gonna take a break.
Whew. What?
Mm-hmm. Girl.
Don't be surprised if she asks with a kiss.
So, hey guys, welcome back.
We're here with our fake sponsors.
Yay.
I only have one this week. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely.
Who is yours?
Beauty Salon.
Okay.
Because I was like doing my hair over the weekend. I was like dyeing it and stuff. And I was inhaling all these fumes.
That's
and I
thought I was.
No, I don't. And I was like, this is just so tedious and so a trusted salon that would take care of my my hair every time that I need it done. That's everything.
You like don't trust service people.
I do not. No, I literally don't.
Like your nails, she got new nails and she gave them an 8.4.
And that's
like,
probably too high. I don't, because I feel like there's things that you can do on your own. That's just how I am. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I wouldn't say I'm a perfectionist, but I feel like if like I'm paying for that, a service,
right,
then I want it to be top dollar.
Yeah, for, or top notch.
For
yeah.
cheap dollar. So, yeah, basically, sponsor us.
Whatever beauty salon is listening.
Okay.
Salon is listening. I was looking up natural hair places
yeah.
in the city or whatever. Mm-hmm. Y'all got some nerve with these prices. Are you serious?
Yeah.
There's too many YouTubers. Maybe the YouTubers are the problem. Maybe that's why the prices are up. Because everybody knows what to do on their own. And that's, they gotta keep
I've learned
price.
Everything about my hair from YouTube. That's like probably what everything. It is. Yeah. Everything. It's amazing.
$60 for literally like a wash.
And then some
like
of them what? Are very bougie. Like, I have had experiences where I've tried, like, I basically did everything myself. And I went there basically just to get my hair straightened. Mm-hmm. And it's like $100 and some. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, go get a chi.
I can go. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And then you have some that are all like, this girl was all over Facebook like, I hate doing, you know, people hair, da da da. But you went to school for that. You've been doing all this damn time.
So
and then you talk about your clients. That's another thing I don't like. And I don't like that there's a lot of stylists that do that. I'm not saying everybody out there, but maybe just in our little bubble of St. Louis, that's how they do. They talk shit about their clients, and then they do it to other clients, and that's not cool with me.
I better not go in. Then. Okay. If they're talking, they don't want to talk about this. I'm on my freeform yeah. lock journey right now.
So I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
My fake sponsor is Sony. I was shout out to Sony. I think Sony did some fucked up stuff. To Kesha. So I don't know if this is all together, the Sony Gaming and Sony Music, but if it is, then never mind. But if it isn't, what up? Because I got this PS4. I love all the free monies that you can give me, all the game previews that you can give me, all the merchandise that you can give me. Shouts out to you, Sony. We fucks with each other. Bang, bang. What up? Okay. All right. We're here with our Perfect 26. Last week...
What'd you do?
My challenge was to embrace scheduling and planning and just make sure that I have everything regimented and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that at all. Failed it. Left my planner at work most days. It's been kind of an interesting.
So why was it on your list? Because you're an organized.
Because
anal?
I love the idea of being really organized and anal about things, and I know that I have the ability to do it, mm-hmm. but it just wasn't happening these last 2 weeks, you know. Yeah, so
it's like that sometimes.
But soon it's new planner time, since it's gonna be new,
right, new year, new you.
Very excited. I wanted to. Fake sponsor, real quick. Fake sponsor, Erin Condren planners. I want to thank you so much for letting me get one or five for free, because $70-something for a planner
that you're not even gonna use. I'm Are you gonna kidding use. Me? You better go to the Dollar Tree.
Erin Condren, thank you so much for the free on the free. But anyway, back to Perfect 26. I did not do my challenge, and I feel okay with that too. Okay?
Okay.
I feel okay with that too. How about you?
So mine was to try out new recipes. I didn't have to do it every day, but just like experiment more with that. And there were two that I did over the weekend. There was one that was like a beef tamale pie that you like, it's made in like a stovetop pan, but you put it in the oven. And
my mouth is watering.
I know. That's how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And I spent so much time trying to make it, and the cornmeal did, like, sinked into the bottom of the pot for whatever reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. So it was mushy instead of, like, crunchy. And so it's still sitting in my fridge.
Oh, you didn't eat it?
No, I did not eat it.
You can repurpose that. Cut it
I know.
Up. Okay.
You can make it into a burrito or something.
You can make it into a good Taco Bell.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know, but I just... So anyway, then I made it, like, a spinach artichoke thing. Like, I obviously ate it before, but I've never made
it.
Mm-hmm. And it was good, but then I started watching this movie, and there was, like, these nasty, like, parts, and it looked like my
food.
Oh,
my God.
So then I stopped eating it.
Oh,
it was just,
my
like,
gosh.
Shit like that. Just... So then I just ate cookies for dinner.
Do you feel like you could be a chef eventually?
I wouldn't want to. It's like
you want
pressure.
Someone else? Yeah.
Because like, you know, we all have different tastes. Like I love super seasoning my food. Mm-hmm. There are some people that don't like that shit. Or the presentation for how you make food for other people isn't always how you're gonna eat it, nope. You know? So
I will heat up some noodles and put in some whatever sauce I have.
Right.
Call it a day.
Okay.
Cover it in Parmesan cheese and that's what it is.
Right.
I'm like, well, I got spaghetti.
And
if I'm making it for someone else,
yeah.
It's like, ooh, you might not wanna eat that. Right. You know? Yeah.
So, you know, I like the experience of like being in the kitchen and like not being in the kitchen, but just like trying out new things mm-hmm. in that sense, but I'm cool with eating my same few meals. I'm very okay with that.
You won't have to worry about that because I'm gonna get you Green Chef for a month.
Oh my gosh!
1 month.
Thank you.
One meal.
Thank you.
Yep. No problem.
One meal.
So, on to our new challenges these next 2 weeks, which I'm excited about mine.
All right.
Mine is going to be to relax. I'm going to embrace
nothing. You basically did that already.
I did that today. I'm going to do it for another 2 weeks. I get so stressed out during the holidays because of my work schedule being sporadic mm-hmm. that I feel like all I do is work, come home and sleep to get ready to go back to work.
Like,
I dream about work and I lose sleep because I keep waking myself up about it.
Right, this nigga's eyes are like, getting bigger.
They are. And it's bad. I have like PTSD because of the holiday season. So I'm just gonna relax and I'm just gonna not do anything and feel okay about not doing anything. Right. I have a problem where I always feel like something needs to be done and something has to happen right now.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm not doing anything. Phone on airplane mode. Bye.
Right.
I'm asleep. No, I can't do the thing because I'm in bed.
Okay.
I'm relaxing. Okay. So that's my thing. For 2 weeks, I'm going to relax. I have a feeling
Turn
that I'm going to. I have a feeling I'm going to be okay on this job.
Okay. I have a feeling you will complete this one.
What about you?
So mine is like very interesting. So the short end of it is when I'm in a public place and I have to use a restroom that's not number one.
Ooh.
It's kind of gross. So if you don't like it's not, whatever. I can't do it in a place where everyone has access to that restroom.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, in college, I lived on the 7th floor my freshman year. I would always go down to the 4th floor to do it.
Wow.
So it takes a planning.
Yeah.
So what if I'm like in the middle of a meeting and literally that's the only restroom, the next one's not for like 2 miles.
Right. I'm nervous. What's your challenge?
So my challenge is to not put myself to make a situation like that already stressful and just use the nearest restroom. So if someone walks in and my fear has always been someone, you know, walking in on me doing it.
Oh, really?
And like either, not that it's too crazy, but just like, you know, the smells or hearing me or knowing that I did it. I was the one that poisoned the restroom.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I know.
So I'm going to just take it up and just be that person.
Okay. So same thing. Listen, so I have the same problem. I go all the way down the street at mm-hmm. work to go to the bathroom. So we have a closed campus. Our building is at one end where I work. The mm-hmm. bathroom that I use is on the way other end where I go to the gym during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to a stall that doesn't have a seat up because that means that the cleaning people just came through. And I just use that one because not only do I not want people to be like, he destroyed the bathroom.
Okay.
Or hear me wipe because I feel like I hear the other people, I'm like, but the same thing, it's like, I don't want to go in after somebody who destroyed it already. Because they said, let's just go to the nearest one. So it's just like this whole bad cycle. Now I'm not going to join you on this because I'm comfortable going down the street. It gives me a little extra break. These smokers get to have smoke breaks.
I'm not saying I'm not comfortable. I'm saying like on a time shortage,
okay.
where I have to plan out the fact that like, oh, I got a meeting, so I can't do it until then. It's like, if I got to go.
You're just going to go.
Maybe.
I'm going to try it.
Because this has been going on my whole life.
This is your challenge.
Like, I would literally, like, college, I would literally leave campus. Not that I didn't live on campus, but I would leave the area, the middle area of campus,
mm-hmm.
to go all the way home to do it.
To go to the fourth floor.
You know, just like, it's mm-hmm. ridiculous. That's how I met a lot of my friends in college, though.
So,
like, going down there.
Wow.
They're like, you don't live on this floor.
I don't poop on mine.
Right.
Weird. Interesting.
So,
okay, cool. cool. So if you're going to, aren't these challenges are something
okay.
else?
Okay.
If you're gonna not be a do nothing person, you're gonna be doing Strokes' challenge. If you're gonna be pooping in the nearest bathroom, you're gonna be doing Cadiz's challenge. If you're doing any other challenge, please send us any messages with hashtag #Perfect26. Once again, send in any recommendations for any challenges, because we're just flying off the cuff now. We're just trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Next, we'll be doing lines of crack.
Okay, so we're gonna take a break.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Now, if you want to reach out to us after the show, you can email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. You can find us mostly on Twitter at @blacktablepod, Instagram, @theblacktablepod, and finally on Facebook. You can search us at The Black Table Podcast or The Black Table Pod.
You can also listen to us anywhere you listen to your podcast. If you can't find us on your specific app, we'd love to know so we can get on there. You can also follow us individually. I'm at @stfustrokes. I'm on Twitter and Tumblr.
Only find me on Twitter. Only.
No Tumblr for her.
And it's Khadisi, K-H-D as in doggy.
Nope, that's not how you spell it. K-H-A-D.
I don't know. It's K-H-A-D-E-E-L-I.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our holiday bazaar. Bye.
Bye. Girl, Donald Trump want me go home. Still pull up with my wrist looking like a snow cone. She said she got a hidden record.